Good morning, everyone. I'm very glad to attend this conference and make a report named the Botnet Triple Channel Model. I'm Li Dongzhai, this paper's second author. Come from Institute of Information Engineering, Chinese Academy of Sciences. Now I will introduce our research work. There are five sections in this presentation. The first generation botnets have a static centralized topology. The earliest well-known botnets made use the IRC protocol. Then, botmasters begin to adopt HTTP protocol, such as CodeFraud. Due to the static centralized topology and the hardcoder CNC server, both IRC and HTTP-based botnets suffer from the single point of failure problems. That is, once the domain name and IP address are located by defenders, the whole botnet could be shut down easily. The second generation botnets tend to adopt a decentralized topology, such as DOM zero access. It generally admits that the essential driving force of the botnet evolution from centralized to decentralized structure is to eliminate the single point of failure problem. At first glance, P2P botnets seem to be more resilient to take down attempts than centralized botnets because they have no single point of failure. However, previous work has shown that P2P-based botnets are not really secure. And based on the above analysis, we can see that a resilient and efficient bi-directional communication botnet is more desirable than a P2P botnet. Therefore, the third generation botnets such as CodeThinker begin to adopt a dynamic centralized topology named Domain Flux. However, uploading massive files by large-scale botnets is very hard. So, the internal cause of the above problem can partly explained by the fact that current botnets always rely on only one CNC channel to accomplish all tasks. However, it is impossible for any existing CNC protocol to satisfy all requirements. So, we create a triple channel model for botnet. It's named the botnet triple channel model. Current research mainly focuses on how to design a resilient downlink command and control channel. The uplink data channel has attracted little attention. Most of current botnets contain either resilient unidirectional downlink CNC channel or a violent bidirectional communication channel. Most of current botnets are either hard to monitor or easy to be taken down. To construct an ideal botnet which could satisfy all the four basic security properties of botnets, we proposed a botnet triple channel model named BTM. This is the architecture of BTM. This is CNC channels. It divides traditional CNC channel into three independent sub-channels, denoting as a command download channel, registration channel, and data upload channel. That is, BTM includes three independent but cooperative CNC subchannels. CDC comment download channel is only responsible for command distribution. CDC must be resilient and open to defend against the coordinated countermeasures, and must have excellent downlink performance to support large-scale management. However, the uplink channel could be absent. Thus, a resilient, open, and efficient unidirection CNC protocol is suitable for CDC. Registration channel. RC is only responsible for registration information. Information collection. RC must be recoverable and open to defend against the physical control and sinkhole attack, and must have uplink channel to accept the incoming RI during on-time registration and a persistent status report. Since the registration servers must be lightweight and easy to deploy, the robustness and efficient is not necessary. Since the registration information could be downloaded and removed by boot masters in time, the excellent storing the performance is not indispensable. Thus, a recoverable, open, and monitoring bi-directional communication protocol is suitable for RC. Data upload channel, DUC, is only responsible for transferring stolen data to boot masters. DOC must have excellent uplink performance to enable massive data uploading in parallel by large-scale botnets. Have excellent downlink performance for boot masters to download the massive files. Have huge storage performance to store the upload data for some time. However, DOC itself is not necessary to be very resilient because the DOC-related resources could be dynamically delivered to the two boards via CDC. Hence, providing a recoverable capability indirectly, DOC need not monitor ability, because the uploading status could be sent to boot masters via RC. Another important thing we have to consider it is that DOC must ensure the uploading data can only be located and decrypted by boot masters. Thus, an open and efficient bi-directional communication protocol is suitable for DOC. A BTM-based botnet prototype. To explain the proposed BTM in more detail, we implement a prototype and describe the complete CNC procedure by six phases. The command download channel exploits UIL flux protocol, and phase one and phase two aim to obtain the commands. In phase one, a boot master encrypts and assigns the commands, and then publishes them to reliable web servers, for example, Twitter. Now, phase two, the bots try to locate the author sent commands using URL flux protocol. More detail of URL flux can be found in this. In this paper and bot. The registration channel exploits domain flux protocol, and phase three and four aim at bot registration. In phase three, the bots begin to locate the authentic registration server using domain generation algorithm. Depending on the seed value, such as current date or time, and Twitter trends obtained from comments. Note that the seed value must be distributed comments to defend against a sinkhole attack. In phase 4, the botmaster downloads the encrypted registration information and then decrypt them using the corresponding private key and symmetric key. There are many papers about domain flags, so we won't explain it shortly. The data upload channel exploits CloudFlux protocol, and phase 5 and 6 aim at delivering massive data to botmasters. Since CloudFlux is a novel protocol, and we'll explain it in more detail. In phase 5, upload file and normalize the long URLs. And phase 6, locate and download files in the cloud. This is CloudFlux detail. Step 1, abort collect stolen files on the victim and upload a file. And step 2, the cloud server returns the random URL. Step 3, the bot visits a randomly selected certain URL server and submit the above forced URL and design customized certain URL to certain URL servers. Step 4, the desired certain URL will be returned to the bot. Step 5, the bot master, each bot ID, generate certain URLs. And step 6, return for URL. Step 7, the bot master download file automatic. We have it using sender space and tiny URL. The final section is conclusion, the team introduction. The BTM-based botnet has a more resilient comment distribution channel, a recoverable information registration channel, and a more efficient data uploading channel, thus promising to be very attractive for botmasters. We believe our findings demonstrate that research on alternative advanced botnets mitigation method is needed. We also believe that BTM-based botnet design represents the main direction of future botnets. I will introduce our research team. Our team is RayTeam. Our team website www.cyberray.org. RayTeam focuses on mobile network security, especially mobile terminal security. We have developed a security-enhanced product based on Android called RayDroid. There are three versions, Alpha, Beta, and Gamma. If you have interest in RayTeam, you ask RayTeam information. Yes, please. Thank you.
So one question I had was, What's your motivation for doing this research? Are you learning more about botnets, or what was your initial motivation?
This paper is we create a new CNC channel. We think botnet CNC channels, one CNC channels cannot serve our requirements. We think requirements three needed. And we divide the channels logically for three channels. Yeah.
So do we have any more questions?
So you said that you can upload files to the cloud. And then the botnet queries all possible URLs, all possible short URLs.
How can we complain to this botmaster?
Are you concerned about the privacy of the file and upload it to the cloud?
I'm sorry.
Are you concerned about
the privacy
of the file? So for your cloud flux protocol, you're uploading the files to the cloud and then sending all your links to your data to a URL shortening service. Are you concerned about the privacy of the files you've uploaded to the cloud?
Oh, this question is good. And we only create the architectures of this new CNC channel. About when we upload the massive data files, we create a novel protocol, cloud protocol. But about detailed design, we can't complete this now, and we will research go on about this. Your question is very good.
Thank you.
So, another question might be, if you wanted to take down a botnet that used this triple channel architecture, how would you go about taking down the botnet?
Now we have a project about a trigger network in China. It is a Tringle network security, and there are not only internet and not only mobile network. There are television network, three networks merger. Your questions, we think we need buy definition, and we think it is a hard problem, and we need research about on the basic of three networks. Thanks.
Okay, so any more questions? Okay, let's go ahead and thank the speaker.
Thank you.